Well, folks, last week we said goodbye to Dragon Ball Super. The final episode aired. I won't spoil the ending if you didn't catch it. But it was a good victory. I'll just leave it at that. For many years, we've enjoyed Akira Toriyama's Dragon Ball stories. Everything from Dragon Ball to Z to Z Kai to Super. Not GT, though. But for the most part, Akira Toriyama has been very successful in telling great stories within the Dragon Ball series. So how did he do it? It seems very original to most of us. Well, fact of the matter is, there was actually a huge bit of inspiration involved from a previous story that helped make Dragon Ball what it is in the first place. What's up, guys? This is Chuck West. Welcome back to another episode of the Anime Storytelling Podcast, the podcast where we talk about anime, anime music, and everything in between, and how it inspires us to tell better stories. I want to use the Dragon Ball series as an example because it is one of the many legendary stories and series that was inspired by another legendary series that some of us may not be familiar with. The other day I was reading, or rather watching, a YouTube video in which there was text, and so I ran the text in the video, from a man named Mark Crilly. My apologies, Mark Crilly. If you're not familiar with Crilly, Mark Crilly has written a lot of the How to Draw manga books that have been wildly successful with animators, manga writers, manga drawers, etc., etc. One of his tips for writing good stories is actually not what you think. It says, begin by copying a favorite book or movie, then change it until it becomes a very different story. Now, when it comes to telling stories, we want to be original. We don't want to just copy somebody. And Dragon Ball doesn't seem like a story that would have been copied from somewhere else, does it? Well, actually, the Dragon Ball series was inspired by an old Chinese story called The Monkey King. You get where I'm going with this, right? Monkey King, Monkey Tales, Saiyans. Yeah, you got it. A quick rundown of the Monkey King story. Basically, the Monkey King is a powerful figure from Chinese mythology and literature. Now, they say, according to legend, he was hatched from a stone egg, boasted incredible strength, and was capable of 72 different transformations. He could be a bird, a beast, he could be a human being, and the only thing that would give him away was his tail. Now, we don't see much in the way of Saiyan tails in the Dragon Ball Super series. But those of us who remember the original Dragon Ball remember Goku having a tail. And this was before he even realized he was a Saiyan. But Goku used to be able to transform. In fact, it was a pretty intense transformation. Back in the old Dragon Ball days, if Goku, with his monkey tail, got a glimpse of the full moon, he would turn into a huge, well, monkey. Or ape, to be more specific. But that was one of the major traits of Saiyan people. Gohan was able to do it for a while. Vegeta was able to do it for a while. This was the Dragon Ball Z series. And eventually they evolved from that and focused more on transforming their hair rather than their tails. Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan God. The list goes on. Love that Ultra Instinct, by the way. But it doesn't seem like anything that the Monkey King was, does it? With the exception of the tail. 72 different transformations? Turning into a bird? Turning into a beast? Turning back into human form? After a while, when all those Saiyan tails were cut off, they were just themselves. Aside from the Super Saiyan and Ultra Instinct transformations and Super Saiyan God transformations, they didn't really change much in species. They remained Saiyans. They didn't turn into anything else. They remained visually looking like people. So, what we're seeing here is a story that begins with a bit of a hint from a story from long ago, the Monkey King, Chinese mythology. But over time, Akira Toriyama sheds that idea completely and turns the Saiyans into their own thing. They don't need to become animals. They don't need to become monkeys. All they really need to change is their hair color. And that really did suffice, at least it did for me. There are some folks who say that the Saiyan transformations, Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan 2, Super Saiyan 3, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, horrible name by the way, and Ultra Instinct, should have come with different transformations of the body, like something other than the hair. Now I disagree with this. As long as they gain new abilities and are able to impress with their fighting techniques, I'm fine with it. But we're not seeing monkeys anymore, that's for sure. So what's the lesson here? When you want to tell a great story, you don't necessarily have to start from scratch. You can look at older stories that you enjoyed and then evolve the story into your own, which is what Akira Toriyama has been able to do successfully. That's all for now, folks. See you next week. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.